Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I'm a garden expert. I'm landscape designer, garden author, horticulturist, all those little great names that you can do in gardening. And I love gardening. I love to geek out at gardens. I love to share, and I love answering questions. And so Better Lawns and Gardens is where you can come to get your garden questions answered. So good morning, everyone. What a week, Lizzie.
That's what I'm talking about. We survived in Lake County.
Okay, so here I am. Oh, my goodness. Here I'm going with the weather reports every week. Okay, we're going to have a little bit of rain on Sunday, Monday. No rain at all till this weekend. And we had between 5 and 20 inches on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from?
Yep. I don't know. I literally have no clue. All I know is it was Sunday night, and then I went to bed and I saw the storms coming. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I went to bed.
It was a great lightning storm. It was wonderful. I love lightning storms.
Yes, it was beautiful. And I was like, okay, because, you know, I do Good Morning Orlando, so I'm up like 2 or 3 o'clock in the next morning. So I'm like, whatever. But then I like rolled over, and my husband, Shrek, he hasn't come to bed yet. And it's like 11 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, he said he's come to bed early. So I walk out there, and there's like the TV's on, this is on. He's on the phone with Brooke, and I'm like, what is going on? And come to find out, we had massive flooding just going on everywhere.
Yeah, Donnelly Street completely collapsed.
Yes, Wolf Branch.
And yeah, Wolf Branch, Mount Dora. So Eustis had nearly 20 inches of rain, 19.67 or whatever. Mount Dora had 17 inches of rain. Port St. John, 15 inches. Paisley, 7 inches. Port Canaveral, 14 inches. Titusville, 15 inches. Lake County had between 3 and 19 inches. This is just in one night. We don't get that much rain during a hurricane or a tropical storm. Indian River County, you guys got between 3 and 5 inches. Brevard County, 5 to 15 inches. God bless you, Brevard County. Orange County, 3 to 5 inches. Seminole County, 4 to 5 inches. Volusia County, 4 to 8 inches overnight in one night. In less than, 24 hours. And that's just incredible.
The fact that nobody died during this was a blessing from God, because they had the sinkhole and everything. And this is just my own opinion from living in Sorrento my entire life.
Right.
But there's a sinkhole that stopped
area.
Sinking. And yeah,
Wolf Branch Sink.
Yep, exactly.
I've been there.
Yep.
It's the only place in Lake County you can go see a waterfall.
Facts. Yep. And also, they're on Donnelly. And I have just been so surprised watching them build it up. And that's me doing quotes. The Donnelly there between 441 and Limit Avenue. And I'm going, do they not know there's a sinkhole right there beside the library? Like, why are we building so much up on this road? And
yeah.
it washed out.
So according to Jonathan Keegans, he's a meteorologist, it happened because of a slow-moving warm front from the south heading north, and then the east wind carried it across Florida, and then the warm air masses generated thunderstorms, and that front acted as a pathway to allow more storms to build up on each other, and the storms are known as training thunderstorms, as these air masses resemble the cars of a train.
Oh.
So it was back-to-back storms, boom, 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 boom,
and
all
did,
in a close amount or a short period of time.
And it's facts. I did notice that. I'm like, that's so crazy, because like it would be like, and then would nothing but sprinkle, sprinkle, boom, and just kept going over and over. And I'm like, I started texting everybody. I'm like, look, good morning, Orlando. Y'all have fun. I'm throwing that peace sign because I'm not getting out and trying to drive in this.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, because, I mean, there was a lot of areas that were flooded.
Yes.
And so safety first. If you're concerned about your property during floods or after a flood, you want to make sure you check for any signs of soil erosion, such as bare patches or soil moving away from its original location. Okay. And this is from the government website. You want to look for plant damages. So plants, for any signs of damage, such as wilting, yellowing leaves or broken branches, as they are stripped away, if the soil is stripped away from it. Hardscaping, you want to examine all of your hardscape, like walls, pathways, and fences, for any signs of damage or signs of water damage. And then water accumulation, look for those areas where water has pooled, indicating potential drainage issues. So here's the thing, is that this weekend, Sunday, tonight, we're going to turn back our clocks 1 hour. Yay. I'm so glad for that.
I bet.
But we're also going to once a week watering. Okay, throughout the state, once a week watering is all we need during the winter if no rainfall. So we're supposed to be getting a little bit of rain Sunday and Monday, and I'm just saying little because it said 20 to 30%. So we're supposed to be getting some rain. So houses that are still flooded or still have some water pooling may experience more flooding. But turn the irrigation systems off. We don't need them. Your lawns do not need watered. I still came across a client that was watering three times a week over the last 6 months.
Look at those overachievers.
I know. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. And so the hard part of it is that they're being told by their landscape, not their landscape, by their pest control company that they're not watering enough. And that's why the ground is the grass is turning brown. And I'm going, no. So we need to get everybody once a week watering now, starting this weekend through springtime. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're going to have more tips about the weather coming up, and it's your day for gardening questions. It's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
From snorkeling and diving to harvesting stone crabs, lobsters, and scallops, Divers Down safety on the water is all about visibility and safe distances. There are many options for Divers Down devices. However, the goal is always the same, to be clearly visible from all directions. And while distance regulations should be maintained at all times, boat operators should allow even more when possible. Know the regulations for Divers Down warning devices and keep everyone safe. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we are taking your phone calls today. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And if you have questions about the flooding, if you have questions about your landscape, gardening, or even just planting and what we need to be doing, what's going on, we do appreciate all your questions. And it was so nice because Pamela, after last week's show, she said, Teresa, your black plants, you know, was great. I so enjoyed it. And then she said, but I was driving and I couldn't get a list of the black plants. And she says, I want to do that. So I sent her the list of black plants.
Oh, there you go.
And so, yeah. So if you have anything like that you'd like to talk about, we are here. 1-888-455-2967. I have my cup of tea. Thank goodness. I'm a little stressed this morning after the rainfall.
It was crazy.
Well, I just... How did we miss that? You know, so, I mean, it's just, you know, climate change and everything else like that. So I just thought, okay, nobody saw that coming.
It wasn't on the radar. I didn't see it because, you know, I'm prepping our turkeys and getting them ready to continue to live. But for the weather.
No phone calls, people on the turkeys.
Right. And so, but I knew the cooler weather was coming, and I knew by the grace of God, we were spared, and please God be with those who are in Jamaica and Cuba.
Sure.
But the thing is nowhere on the radar did I see.
Nope.
And then all of a sudden, it started popping up on my radar. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, rain?
It was. And I will tell you, this Halloween was the coldest Halloween we've had in 32 years, since 1993. And so that was pretty cool. So weather this week, I'm stressing out about giving the weather this week. North Florida, temperatures are going to be in the highs in the mid-60s daytime to low 70s. Nighttime temperatures are 40s to 60s. We're going to have a little bit of rain Sunday night through Monday, but you may not get it till Tuesday. So it's supposed to be sunny all week, but let's wait on that. Central Florida, lows to high 70s daytime, 50s to 60s at night. Mostly to part sun. We are going to get a little bit of rain, 20 to 30% chance Sunday and Monday. We can take that with a grain of salt, right? South Florida, going to have beautiful temperatures this week. High 70s to low 80s daytime and high 60s to low 70s at night. Beginning of the week is mostly sunny. It's going to get partly cloudy during the middle of the week, and rain is possible next weekend. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be in Tampa. You have beautiful weather this week. Key West, good chance of rain next week going into next weekend, but it's not going to ruin the day. It's not supposed to last that long. So we do need the rain. We did not get our tropical storms, thank goodness, this year, but we do need rain to refill the aquifers that we have. And so that we don't go into this winter season, which is our dry season, with missing or lacking the rainfall. And we are supposed to have a wet winter. Now, what does that mean? That means that we're going to anticipate more rain than normal. We're going to have a warm winter, La Nina, wet. And so we are going to be able to, I think, replenish those aquifers. Fort Lauderdale, it's going to be cool for you. High 70s, partly cloudy through the weekend. Rain probable Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Rain. And so just look at this is the time of the year that, you know, you do need to pay attention to the weather because Florida ups and downs. It's very, Florida's bipolar when it comes to weather during the wintertime. But this weekend, we are turning our clocks back 1 hour. And when we fall back an hour, we fall back to once a week watering. In the springtime, when we, you know, turn or we add an hour, we lose an hour to the springtime, then we add another extra day of watering. And so twice a week, not a problem. Okay, but once a week now through March, April, that will be good. Wednesday, November 5th at 8 a.m. in the morning, we are going to have a full moon. It's called the Beaver Moon, and it's notable as it will be a super moon, making it the closest full moon to Earth since 2019. And the Beaver Moon is named for the time of the year when beavers build their winter dams. So what I was thinking about with Lizzie, and so you can help us with the text messaging, okay?
Yes.
What kind of moon should we call it here in Florida? Okay, I think, Lizzie, I'm going to do a calendar for January of the full moons and what we should call them in Florida.
Ooh.
Because we don't have beavers in Florida.
Ah.
And so I'm going to be doing that.
Okay, okay. So what's the criteria you're wanting?
I want them to text name and city.
Yes.
And then what the November moon should be called here in Florida.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that if you can. Lizzie, I didn't ask you what you were drinking. What are you drinking?
Six shots of espresso because I drank all my eggnog during the week.
Did you? So, oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're going to be – so send those text messages in quickly because Lizzie's having six espressos. And so text 23680. What kind of moon, full moon should we call it in Florida? Okay, I'd love to hear your – response. Let's go to Rob in Deltona. Good morning, Rob. How can I help you this morning?
Hi, good morning. Yes, thanks for taking the call. I have on the west side, it's a corner lot, and I have a group of three queen palms, and one of them, I believe, got some type of fungal disease or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all Halloween brown. I mean, it's completely dead now, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to remove that. And is it okay to replace that with another queen, you know, to make it aesthetic? It was on the end. And or do I need to put something else? If it wasn't good, if it's not safe to put another one there, you know, So it wouldn't catch the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about putting in a queen palm. I mean, a bird of white bird of paradise.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that was my thoughts. I don't know if it's right to replace it with another queen palm.
Right. And I'm going to tell you it's not. Okay. Because that fungal disease is in the ground. All right. And so this is happening all throughout Florida. It's been happening for about 7, 8, 9, 10 years. We've been losing palm trees very drastically. And I hate to tell you, Rob, but you want to just start thinking about putting something else there totally because you're probably going to lose the other two queen palms, okay, because they're not affected yet, but they will be. If it's in the ground and you know it died of a fungal disease, then and the hollowing out, the others are going to die too as well. You cannot put another palm. Doesn't matter the species. You can't put another palm there. So
okay. Yeah. Our neighbors, the neighbors had a more mature queen palm. The exact same thing happened about maybe 100 feet from it.
Right, that's where it probably came from. So here's how these palm diseases get spread. Some of them are spread by a vector like an insect. Others are spread by the spores. Okay, so I don't know what disease your palm tree died from, but then the others are spread by using companies that cut your palm trees and they don't sterilize their tools so that they're going from tree to tree to tree, neighbor to neighbor, community, HOA to HOA, and they're using the same unsterilized tools to cut the palm trees. So your neighbor, you know, whatever disease it died from, spread to yours, and I'm just going to say I'm pretty much 99% sure the others are going to take over the next 2 years and they're going to die too as well. Now, the other thing, it's sad.
No, that's sad to hear. I hate to hear that.
Okay, so now what you can do is have a tree arborist come to your yard and check out your other two queen palms, because depending on what the other one died from, you could put a fungicide on it that might delay or even stop your other queen palms from getting the disease. But that's going to be very unlikely. But I would just check it out. Leave the two palms there as it is. You can plant any other tree or shrubs there. It doesn't affect anything else. Okay, but it will affect all palm trees.
Boy, thank you so much for that information. That helps tremendously.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I'm sorry to hear you say that, but we've seen so many of them die, literally tens of thousands of palm trees. And there's three or four diseases out there that are attacking them. But we need anytime someone cuts your palm trees, you need to use sterile tools. Even going from tree to tree, you need to sterilize them just with a, you know, clean the blades with, you know, hydrogen peroxide, you know, some bleach, and it will, and you can get wipes to do it with. So sterilize your tools. And I would say to you, if you're going to get your queen palms cut, the less you cut them, the healthier they're going to be. So I would not prune them unless the frond is completely brown. And then make sure you're fertilizing on a regular basis to keep them healthy. And you might stave off that disease issue for several years.
All righty. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Rob. Thank you so much. You have a great day. I hate to see it, but I'm glad he called.
Yeah, because I would have been like, oh, I'm just going to plant brand new blah, blah, blah there. And it would have been like,
yeah. And it would have lasted 3 or 4 years, but it would have died again, too, as well.
And that's kind of crazy, though, the fact that it could show up a few years after.
Yep. Yep. No, it takes a time. It depends on the health of the tree. And, you know, it may not have gotten there yet, but it's going to. And so you can see them dying along the highways. You can see them, you know, I-4 and all of the 408, you can see them dying. And it's just really sad to see. There is a community, there's an HO, not an HOA, there's a commercial building property in Polk County that is called Longleaf Pine Trees. And it's I'm sure there was longleaf pines there when they first started, but pine trees do not like construction. And they do not like having their, you know, roots disturbed at all. And there are no more longleaf pines there.
That is
crazy. It's all palm trees now.
That is crazy.
Because the pines all died. So, you know, parking underneath a pine tree is not recommended. Let's go to our text messaging here. Let's see. Linda. Good morning, guys. She is cold. Linda in zone 8B is cold. 32 degrees. Oh my goodness, Linda. 32 degrees where you are. Colder than predicted. She has a 4 to 5 foot avocado tree in a large pot that she did not cover. We're going to help her after we come back from Better Lawns and Gardens sponsors. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time. Agents, showings, repairs, fees, it's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-464-0827 for your free no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-464-0827.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightgard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Okay, well, this is a learning lesson for me. I am so excited. Let's go to Ray in Tallahassee. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Very good. Good morning. I really enjoy listening to your show.
Even when I'm wrong?
Well, you know, nobody's perfect. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
And it's always good to learn something that can help other people. So, but I live in Crawfordville, but I commute to Tallahassee each day for work, but I'm still in bed listening to your show, but it's funny. So I'm listening. I'm going, wait a minute. I know that there's beavers in Florida because I stopped to bury one time.
Oh my goodness!
I buried it. I looked it up because I was going to try to repurpose the tail.
Right.
And so I did thorough research on this beaver, and I'm thinking, you know, it the panhandle is a lot different than the peninsula of Florida.
Oh, I certainly agree.
I'm also a master naturalist, but it may be the fact of the different temperature ranges in Florida. Just like, for example, you don't have copperhead snakes south of the panhandle.
Right, right. But we do have them. So,
well, we have copperheads right along. Actually, they're only in parts of the Florida that are really close to the Georgia border.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Up around I forget the park name. It's
the
Okefenokee. But anyway, your show is wonderful. It's very informative, helpful. It's also fun to listen to.
Aw, you're so sweet, Ray. So, thank you. Well, I do appreciate it. Let me tell you, yes, Florida has beavers, which are native to the state. And yes, in the northern part of the peninsula and the panhandle, they were hunted and they were on the nearly extinct. But their population has recovered to a point where they're considered native to the state again, and they are out there. So, Ray, I appreciate that. And I will tell you, I taught Florida Master Naturalists years and years ago, almost 15, 20 years ago. And you're right. And thank you for jogging my memory. And you can go back to bed now.
He's already in bed.
Thank you, Ray.
I'll be getting up pretty soon. I'm looking for so much forward to getting light again in the morning.
Yes, we kind of are too, but we like the sleep. Thank you so much, Ray. You have a good day. And so, yes.
Do we really consider Tallahassee and the Panhandle as part of Florida? I mean, no disrespect. I love that up there, and it's the most beautiful.
Well,
but
I will
is
tell
it really
you, it
Florida?
Is such a different climate, yeah. and look. I love the look, and
especially right about now because they actually have, you know,
a
at
good
least
fall season.
They have at least two seasons up there.
Yes, they do. And so, yeah. So no. So Florida does have beavers, so we can have a beaver moon. But I'm kind of thinking we need to add to it. So there's a lot of agreement, but also, too, who said Richard in Tallahassee in Black Lagoon, moon. That would be funny.
Ooh.
Tallahassee has beavers. So we've gotten a couple of text messages. Yes, I so agree, and we don't want to change it, but we may. I may do a Florida full moon calendar. And so one, I don't have a name here, Otter Moon, which is fine. We do have otters here in Florida. But Jakey in Melbourne has a really good one, a Turkey Moon, a Turkey Full Moon. That's great. I love that idea because there's turkeys all the way through South Florida. Not so much in South Florida, but, you know, we'll tackle that when we finish. I guess I'll do more research. And then Mugsy from Daytona Beach, she'd like to call the November moon the gratitude moon in honor of Mother Nature, who blessed us with not having any with the season, hurricane season this year. And I would say so true, but we may not be grateful every year. So gratitude moon would be great. We just can't guarantee. So those of you who are new to Florida, this is not a normal year for hurricanes, and we didn't even get a tropical storm, basically.
Yeah, don't get comfortable. Do not know.
Go
ahead, and here's what you do. You donate your – do what I do. And this next week, I'm donating our hurricane supplies to a local charity.
That's very good.
And then whenever January, February rolls around, you start each week, you start buying some supplies for the next summer.
Yes, that's great, too. That's a wonderful idea. So let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, we are good. We're good. We are wide awake now.
Okay, two things.
Yes.
When they said 40% chance of rain around here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it poured.
Yes.
It even came into my screened-in porch.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need to water my plants. I mean, it poured for 2 solid days.
Yes, isn't that surprising? So here's what they mean, Eileen, when they say 20%, 30%, 40%. They're saying that's not what the percentage that you are going to get rain. They're going to, they say that that's the 40% of that area will get rainfall. So when it's 20%, it may rain close to me, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to get it. So that's...
We sure got it.
Yeah, well, and you needed it too, but not all the way in your patio.
No. And also, did you send out your newsletter?
It has... No, not the November one. I'm going to make sure you get the November one too. So... it's going out this week.
Yeah, what I suggest is that because of the summer being so busy, Teresa kind of went to a bi-monthly one. I guess
during the summertime.
If you did not get October's, then
email me and I will send it to you.
Yes, and what's your email?
Teresa teresa.watkins@live.com, and go to my website.
Yes.
You can go to she-consulting.com.
And go ahead and it's going to pop up and say, do you want to sign up for the newsletter? Just go ahead and put your information in again, because let me tell you, with technology, it'll do hiccups and it'll wipe you out. Because I got last month's, but a few months ago before
didn't
summer.
Get it. Yeah.
Didn't get it. So yeah, so, go ahead and re-enter. Thank you.
Yeah, so she-consulting.com. Thank you, Eileen. That's great.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, hon. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. Text me what you think we should call the November full moon in Florida. I would love to hear it. It's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Make your garden come alive with Quality Greens Specialists. Discover Quality Greens' beautiful nursery with thousands of fruit trees, fruiting plants, flowers, herbs, and vegetables. Enjoy an explosion of color and see amazing results in your garden. Quality Green has the very best in organic-based, sustainable products to grow everything super productive, strong, and healthy. Quality Greens Specialists. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
This boating season, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants to remind you to wear your life jacket. You make a difference in the life of your family. As a parent, it's your job to keep your kids safe and be there for them. You do it at home, at school, and you need to do it on the water as well. Always wear your life jacket and have your children wear theirs too. It's a basic step that saves lives. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. Visit myfwc.com for more information. That's myfwc.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
My top five this week are the top five ways to prepare for winter. And number five is make sure you have 3 inches of mulch on your landscape beds. If you have to replenish your mulch, let's say you don't have 3 inches, just go ahead and add enough to bring it up to 3 inches. Don't keep piling it up where you're adding 3 inches every year. Number four, stop pruning your shrubs and trees, okay? You want to make sure you have flowers for next year. Number three, reduce your irrigation. One time a week is all you need. If no rainfall, the need for water is less because of the cooler temperatures. Number two, get your frost blankets ready. If you have them, open them up, see if they're good to go for this year. Frost blankets only last up to 3 years. You may have to buy a new one, and you don't want to wait until the day before a freeze. And number one, watch the weather every Sunday for the week. Know when a cold front is coming. Florida cold fronts always come after rain 2 to 3 days before a freeze. So before a freeze, we always get a little bit of rainfall, which is why we don't have to water during a freeze. Okay, so those are my top five ways to prepare for winter.
Yes.
And if you have a gardening question, we would love to hear from you. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us 23680. We would love to hear what you want to call the November full moon in Florida.
Yes.
We're taking your recommendations. And yes. Lizzie, and Rob called back.
Yes, Rob called back, and he said with it being a citrus state,
yes.
He says that whenever he sees the full moon around this time, it kind of looks like a grapefruit. So he said the grapefruit moon.
I love that.
Right?
That's a great idea. So, yes, so that just went up to the top, Rob.
Yes.
That's great. We love it. So I'm taking all your suggestions, and we're going to do a full moon calendar for
yes.
Florida.
Yes.
There you go. So, so Eric, we
can't read your stuff.
We can't read yours, but.
But thank you. We do have, just to anybody who's new to listening to the show. We do have a few of our listeners who like to text us funny stuff, but we may not be able to read it on air, and we're okay with that. So, yeah, it's good funny stuff. So thank you, Eric.
There you go. Wait till my dirty word of the day today.
There you go.
Okay, coming up in the second hour. You don't want to miss that. All right. And then so Brenda and Okoe said, hello, Teresa. Is there anything I can do to discourage my areca palm from continually sending up shoots around the edges? I like the clean look, and I'm constantly having to nip the shoots off. Also, how do I discourage the basket grass from receding, getting worse every year? Brenda and Okoe. So, Brenda, good questions. That's great. No, you're not going to be able to stop the areca palm from sending up shoots. It's going to do that, okay? Because palm trees, so that everyone knows, they're a monocot. They are basically a grass, okay? They're not a tree. So it's not like you can nip off the bottom and it's never going to produce again. It's going to keep producing. And so what I hesitate to say, to do anything chemically to keep them from coming, because that's going to affect the areca palm. So what I would suggest, it's a really healthy palm tree if it keeps sending up root, you know, new shoots. How often are you fertilizing? Maybe you don't need to fertilize as much. I would just say, yeah, keep nipping the shoots off if you want that clean look. Not much you can do, but you might be over-fertilizing and stimulating that new growth. So let me know about that. Now, how to keep basket grass from receding is that you want to use a pre-emergent next spring, okay? You're going to lose your basket grass in the wintertime, but the areas that you have it, mark those areas so that you know where the basket grass comes up. And next spring, when I'm talking spring, I'm talking end of February, first part of March, you will want to put down a pre-emergent. Now, Brenda, this is based on usual, you know, normal temperatures and seasons and wintertime. And our spring usually starts happening around the end of March and April. So putting that pre-emergent down in late February, first part of March, will catch that new grass or new basket grass from receding. But if we get warm temperatures in January, just keep an eye on it. If we have, you know, 1 week to 2 weeks where it looks like we're going to be warm, you can go ahead and put a pre-emergent down then. And because if not, the basket grass is going to grow. And then if some comes up, you can always put down an herbicide after it comes up, a post-emergent herbicide. Okay, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. Next week, Lizzie, what is Peterson's Nursery having for show?
They are having Dealing with Cold Temperatures, and that's November 8th, and it will start at 9:30 at Peterson's Nursery. And they have a really cool thing, which is called a BYOC. And if you're asking what does BYOC means, it means bring your own chair, because they do have quite a few people who do show up. And plus, you're more comfortable in your own chair, camp chair. So
there you go.
So that's next
BYOC,
Saturday.
That's yep. Great. They're always fun. I'm already scheduled to do a talk there next spring, so I'm excited about that. Next November 8th, next Saturday, in Sumter County Fairgrounds, Building E is going to be a Plant for Pollinators program, and it's in combination with the Florida Museum. You're going to learn about the importance of native plants, and you can pick up a free pollinator plant to help build quality habitat for wildlife in your own landscape. The family-friendly event will feature additional partners, including the Sumter County Master Gardeners and the Villages Butterfly Club. Some of the plants they're going to be giving away is Privet Senna, and then Snow Square Stem, Giant Ironweed, which is a really cool plant, Firebush, Swamp Milkweed, Frog Fruit, I love frog fruit, and Button Sage. So that is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. next Saturday, November 8th. And that's going to be at the Sumter County Fairgrounds, Building E. All right. So contact the Sumter County Extension Office if you have any questions.
Yes.
And that would be great. So thank you for sending that to us. I always love to promote pollinators. So another question, another suggestion for the November moon is the Sandhill Crane Moon. And so that is a good one.
Okay.
That is a good one. And so I'm taking all these suggestions, Lizzie. I'm so excited.
I love this.
So what should you be planting this month? Okay, so let me get this. Okay, here we go. So vegetables, you need to plant cool season vegetables now. Beets and broccoli, Brussels sprouts and cabbage, carrots and cauliflower, celery. Think about everything you put in a stew you can plant in Florida, and it will grow during the wintertime. Chinese cabbage, collards, endive, kale and kohlrabi, lettuce and mustard, onions and peas, radicchio, radishes, rhubarb, rutabaga, love rutabaga, spinach, Swiss chard, and turnips. Those are the vegetables you can be growing. And so Halloween yesterday was my love of my life, Tony, his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Tony.
And it explains so much, Lizzie. And so, but I made for him, I said, what do you want? I was going to make steak or, you know, something you know, to celebrate.
Sure.
And he said, I want buffalo chicken lasagna. And I made buffalo chicken lasagna last night that was so good.
Where's mine? I don't understand this. Normally I get leftovers.
You use chicken and you use blue cheese, chunky blue cheese dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, lasagna noodles, and you use buffalo wing sauce, and it's great. Now, here's what I found. Do you know that there is lasagna, pasta lasagna boxes of it that you don't have to boil first before you cook with it? It is oven ready.
What?
Isn't that great?
Oh, that cuts like 3/4 of the time.
Exactly. So it's Bardinelli's pasta. And mm-hmm. it is oven-ready pasta, and it's in a box. And
see, yeah, when I make a lasagna, I pre-cook everything, and then I layer it while it's still hot. So then I just put it in the oven to keep it warm till we get ready to eat it.
Exactly. And so now you don't have to do it. They have oven-ready pasta in a box. And it was delicious last night. Absolutely delicious.
I'm glad you didn't bring me in. I'm allergic to blue cheese. So
are you,
You knew.
You could, you can use ranch dressing too. So think about what you would put on your buffalo wings.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. So you can spice that in. All right. So herbs, this is a great time of the year for herbs to grow your own. Let me just give you this little tip though. If your herbs have been in your closet, your kitchen for a couple of years, go ahead and throw them away in the compost pile. Yes, you can add your spices to the compost pile. And buy new ones. So either have your, you know, organic ones that you're growing and get new spices that you can't do. So.
And I kind of question, why are you growing herbs in a closet? That's my thing.
Well, you're in your bottle.
Or your pantry.
Your pantry. Yes, yes. See. Stay with me, Lizzie. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. We have the next hour coming up. Stay tuned with us. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed any of the show or we want to go back and catch other shows, you can catch on our podcast. Go to betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com. You can catch them all there.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.